from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Crews are working to keep containment on that massive wildfire in North Jersey. And crews are also battling two new fires this morning, one in Burlington and another in Ocean County. The big rusty fire has burned through a couple of dozen acres in Haynesport, about 20% contained this morning. Crews also working on the Country Club wildfire in Lakewood that has burned 33 acres. As expected, the MTA has signed off on the revised congestion pricing plan for Manhattan. At their board meeting Monday afternoon, MTA Chair Jano Lieber speaking about the $9 toll for drivers heading south of 60th Street in Manhattan.
There isn't any more room. We have a limited amount of room in the Central Business District, which is the most congested area in terms of traffic in the United States.
Barring a successful lawsuit, the toll will go into effect January 5th. Holland and Lincoln Tunnel commuters from New Jersey will get a $3 credit. New Jersey Lottery should not be able to sell its own tickets. That's in a piece of legislation advancing in the State House. The agency's floated the idea of directly selling draw game tickets to consumers online, but the business industry wants to make sure that never happens.
There are third-party courier services in New Jersey that let you buy lottery tickets over the web. They still require someone to go to a store to make the actual purchase. A bill moving through the state legislature says the New Jersey Lottery should not be able to sell tickets online directly to consumers. Eric Blomgren with the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store Automotive Association says lottery sales have been a cornerstone for small businesses for decades. They draw in customers that also purchase higher margin items.
Allowing the state to sell tickets directly would effectively put our physical retail stores, small businesses, in direct competition with the very same entity that is their supplier, distributor, and chief advertiser.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Looking good this morning with a chill in the air. 30s and 40s on the thermometer now. We'll top out around 60 today. Dry and mild during the day with increasing clouds. Now, we could actually see some raindrops tonight. Just some spotty showers around, nothing big. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 40s. Clouds and sun tomorrow, upper 50s. And then we get wet. Rain rolls in tomorrow night to Thursday morning. Could be heavy for a time. Getting a bit windy into Thursday, too. New Jersey weather made possible by W. Danley Electrical. A power outage have you in the dark? W. Danley can help in an emergency. Get a Generac portable generator delivered and installed same day for only $999. Plus no interest and no payment financing till 2025. Visit Danley911.com.
Temperatures around the Garden State this hour has Newark coming in at 47, Edison at 43, Mount Holly 45. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.